Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help us grow and to learn. I'm Mary Ventures, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Hello.
Shalom.
I don't know what to say now.
Peace.
Howdy.
Howdy,
y'all. Peace. Oh, my goodness. Well, it's good to be in our studio.
Woohoo.
It is.
We've been busy. Everybody's been busy. The holiday's coming up.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. It's coming.
I'll just go ahead and throw it out there. Merry Christmas.
I know. I love it. It's got my name in it. Kind of like February.
Oh, dear God.
Well, we're going to talk tonight about the Gospel of John. That's good. You can't go wrong with John.
John is a, you know, as a minister, when people come to me and say, where do I need to start reading the Bible as a new convert? I always point to the book of John. I think John does probably the best as an eyewitness to the events that took place in Christ's life, mm-hmm. with his depthness of love and just his wording. I think he breaks it down. You know, Luke being a physician, Matthew a tax collector, but John was called the beloved for a mm-hmm. reason.
That's right.
And I think John is so power-packed, full of information, wisdom, love. It's just a great book for any
right.
believer to read.
You can't go wrong.
It's a phenomenal, phenomenal book.
Right.
It really is. He records, I mean, the Christ's deity, the resurrection, you know, the name, even the name means Yahweh has been gracious to us.
Wow.
I mean, just think of that.
Right.
I mean,
the end. Thank you all for joining us.
Wow. It's just an explosion
right.
of love. You know, when you read it, you know, John was the one that he just laid his head on Jesus' bosom.
Right.
You know, I mean, that was the relationship that they had.
Right.
And so as you read through that book of John, you see that.
Right.
He brings that
absolutely.
He brings that intimate relationship to the forefront.
Well, John right. 1 and 6 says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John.
That pretty well says
that's, it. That wraps it up. I mean,
pretty well says it.
He leapt in the womb.
He had a purpose.
You know, wow.
He had purpose, calling, gifting on his life. So
he certainly did.
Let's go back to church. Go back to verse 1. Let's read
okay.
that tonight. Let's get started in this. It's just a great book. Go ahead.
Okay. John chapter 1.
I gave you permission. Go ahead.
I got my cue, folks. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Wow. That just speaks of authority.
It does.
Sovereignty.
And it reminds me of Genesis.
Yeah.
You know?
That's where it began.
Mm-hmm.
And think about that. The Word that was there in Genesis 1:1 was spoken,
mm-hmm.
and it has never stopped creating.
Right.
It has been creating for 6,000 years.
Right.
It's never. That's why they keep finding new stars, new galaxies, because it just kept going.
Kept going.
And going and going.
I never thought of it like that before, but it
just,
yeah, that's
the
good.
The word never stops.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't stop.
No. He's infinity.
And that's who he is. He sent it, was the Word,
mm-hmm.
and he said, I'm going to speak my word, and my word will not return void. Thank God.
Right.
So when we see this here, God is not void.
No.
God's not empty.
No.
God is creative. He's Elohim.
That's right.
And my, what a powerful verse right there.
Yes.
Just in the beginning, God.
Right.
He always has and always will be.
Yep.
And thank God for the word that we hold in our hands.
Right.
That's the power of God. And God give us the permission to speak that word. And he gives us that authority
yep.
to claim that through faith that we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Right. Praise God.
Yeah, I mean that comes with the authority.
Yes.
That's been given unto us.
Yeah, he doesn't want us to put it on a shelf.
No. No.
No. He wants us to
write up on the tablets
right.
of our heart and read this. We said faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. Of God.
Right.
Well, this is God's word.
It is.
This is God's will. It's God's testament for us. This is how we live our life of,
right.
of of blessing, of growing, maturing. And John wrote this for the new Christian to have the meat
right
of the word, to get us off of the milk and get us onto the meat of the
solid
word.
Solid, yep. That's right. Well, 2 says, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Amen. He's the creator.
Yes. And continues to this day.
What does that book of Acts, let me find it real quick. It just kind of comes to my mind there. In the book of Acts, let me find it there.
He's not struggling to find the book of Acts. He's looking for a specific scripture.
Can't y'all see me doing this?
Come go with us, if you will.
Oh, where's that at in the book of Acts? I could quote it, but I want to give the right verse on that. Yes, Acts 17 and 20, it says, for in him we live and move and have our being.
Yes.
So that mean to me that's what John was saying right there, that all things were made by him and without him.
Right.
You know, he's the vine, we're the branches, and apart from him we can do nothing.
Nothing.
And so when you think about that, you know, without him nothing exists.
That's right.
Because he is Elohim, because he is Adonai. He's self-existent.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only self-existent being.
Right.
And he expresses himself. We see his character that flows through him as being the Elohim, the creator of all things. Hallelujah.
Right.
And everything he created was good.
It was good. He said that.
That's what he said. That's beautiful stuff right there.
It is. And 4, he says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. He was sent to make the way. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not.
Mm.
He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Mm. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Praise God.
Wow.
Praise God. What a testimony. When we go back to in him was life.
Mm-hmm.
But what did he say in John 10:10? He said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy, but I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Wow.
Yep.
That's what he wants us to have.
And
that true life comes by having a relationship with God. That's intimate. And it's so sad when you read this text here. He speaks of the Jewish people. He came unto his own. They were his chosen people, and yet they did not receive him.
Right.
How sad.
It is sad.
I mean, he was the one that brought him into being, brought him into existence.
Mm-hmm.
And through Abraham, he created the nation of Israel. But when he came as the incarnate God, came to them,
They rejected him. Mm-hmm.
How sad. But for us as a Gentile, thank God.
Right.
Thank God that we were grafted into that old wild olive branch.
Right.
We were grafted into that.
Right.
And so I'm thankful for that. But he's not done with the Jewish people.
No.
He's not done with them. And the church does not replace the Jewish people. There's still two distinct entities there.
Right.
But thank God but as many as received him, because 11 talks about the Jewish people, verse 12 talks about the Gentiles, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Right.
Thank God that we can be we're adopted into the family.
Right, exactly.
That we have been adopted. We're no longer
grafted.
Strangers and outcasts. We're no longer foreigners,
right.
But we're saints of the household of God.
That's right.
And
praise
God. We're heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. Thank God. I'm a child.
We have a wonderful inheritance.
We do. I don't know if we know how really wealthy
no.
rich we are.
Mm-mm. I don't think our minds can comprehend it.
I'm not an old sinner saved by grace.
No.
I'm not. I'm a child of God.
You're a child of God.
And those who listening to that, you're a child of God.
Right. A born-again child of the Most High
absolutely.
God.
Absolutely.
Because he says the man has to be born again.
Yeah.
You know?
Of spirit, of water and the spirit.
Yes.
If you don't born of the spirit, you ain't going to make it to heaven.
Right.
And then John records that. Man, John
he does.
John has some spectacular writings. Except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
That's right. He had a lot of time out there by himself. He really did. Same with David.
Yeah.
You know, they had a lot of time alone with God.
I knew somehow you were going to get David in this.
You knew I was bringing David with me.
This podcast,
okay.
This episode may be about John, but I knew somewhere you were going to get David in there.
We should be named instead of Messiah's Misfits, David's Groupies.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Lord bless her.
Yes, forgive me, Lord.
Lord bless her.
But David did have the heart of God.
Mm-hmm. He did.
So there you go, George. He said, as many received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
So I wrote on mine, which were born again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we talked about that. I wrote mine. I added.
He's writing his own Bible, folks.
Which were born again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what that means, referring to right there.
Right.
Because we have been born again.
Yes, we have.
We've had that regeneration.
You must be born again.
We've been regenerated by the Spirit of God.
Right.
And that's what 13 is talking about, not by the will of man, but by the will of God. It's God's will for all to be saved.
Yes, it is.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but it's God's will that all men be saved. And that's what 13 is talking about.
Right.
We've been had that born again experience.
Right.
Praise God, there's nothing like it.
No, there's not.
Thank
that peace
God.
That passes
Thank
all understanding
God.
Is what you know, I don't want to live without it.
No.
I don't want to live without laying my head down and knowing where I'm headed.
Absolutely.
If I leave this earth, folks, rest assured, I know where I'm headed.
When you look at John's other writings,
he had many.
If you go over to John 1,
mm-hmm.
What did he say over there? Let me get over here. Where it's at? He says that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear.
That's right.
That's the born again experience, because you're experiencing what perfect love is.
Right.
Because when you go back in John 3:16. For God so loved the world. When you experience that love and you have that, you say, man, I just want to get as close to God as I can. You have that born again experience. When you are born again,
you have
that perfect love that you receive, it casts out the fear of eternity.
Right.
Now you say, I'm not afraid to die because I know if I die, to be absent from the body, be present with the Lord.
That's right.
And he said, don't fear the one who can kill the body, but fear him who can kill the body and the soul.
That's right.
And so we see it because he says, he cast out fear because fear hath torment.
Yes.
He said, and he that feareth is not made perfect in love. But because we've had this born again experience by the will of God, we can experience that perfect
Praise
love.
God. Man, we don't have to be afraid. You know, we don't have to live in the fear. And I know Revelation scares people. I know the end times, they make people nervous. But I don't be nervous about it.
No.
Because we just have to be prepared and ready, because any day he could call us home.
Absolutely. He's going to call the church home. And if you're part of the church, if
you've
been born again, you are the church.
Right.
Yeah, praise
God. That doesn't mean I'm perfect. That doesn't mean I live a perfect life, but it means in him.
Yes.
He makes me worthy.
In him. That's
praise
it.
God.
Born again in Christ. Mm-hmm. In Christ. In him. Praise God. That's where it's at.
That's right.
That gives you that perfect peace.
He
that
does.
Perfect love.
He does. And like you said, it casteth out all fear.
Yes.
You know, demons tremble at his name. They tremble at the name of Jesus. They tremble.
Yes, they do.
But, you know, even though we have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling.
Well, that's a different kind of fear.
It is. But it's a fear that respect. and love. And, you know, when we respect and love our parents, our elders, you know, that's there's a difference in that. And we can lay our head down at night and know that we are safe within the arms of love. He has got Amen. Us right where he needs us
There's
to
no
be.
Greater feeling.
No.
Knowing that if
there's not
that if I go to sleep and I don't wake up, I know where I'm going to be.
When I wake up to sleep no more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know
where you're going to be.
Well, say, well, how do you know that? Because I know that I know that I know.
That's right.
Because I've had the experience and the Holy Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of God.
It's a promise.
It is.
He's promised us that.
Yeah.
John 3:16, you know, we've read it many times, but until you get it down in here, you just got to keep reading it and just keep reading it and keep getting it down in there because, you know, Jesus did not come to destroy the law. He did not come to destroy. He came that we might have life.
He came and fulfilled it.
Yes, he fulfilled the law of Moses.
Yes, he did. And we see the deity of God, the sovereignty of God, the majesty of God. And John wrote about that to encourage us to say, wow. You know, in 14 he says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Thank God for Emmanuel.
Yes.
This is the season that we
we
speak of Emmanuel. We sing of it. It means God with us. Thank God that he came in the flesh.
Yes.
God came to be born of a virgin and to come and experience humanity. He became poor so that we as a poor people might become rich.
Right.
And thank God.
We are.
Yes.
We are rich.
Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God for the Spirit of God, the glory of Christ, that we get to see his splendor.
Yes.
And witness that and feel that.
Well, you know.
You're talking about that abundant life.
Oh, yeah.
We get to enjoy that.
Well, in 14, he says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory.
The glory
as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Yes.
That's, he blessed us with that.
Yes. I mean, see, you know, when you go back and look at, you know, verse 17, it says the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. That's what he brought to us. That's the good news.
It is.
That's the good news. Thank God that we can behold the glory of God.
Right. Amen.
We get to see that. We get to witness and be in his presence.
Yes.
You know, we don't have to stand outside the outer court anymore.
Mm-mm. No.
But we've been covered in the blood. The blood has cleansed us from all unrighteousness.
That's right.
When we stepped in Christ, we get to go all the way to the throne room.
We're made new.
Yes. We're a new creation.
That's right.
This is shouting ground tonight.
It is.
My goodness.
He says, come boldly before the throne of grace.
Yes, we're not intimidated.
No.
We've been accepted.
No.
We're accepted in the Father because we've come through Jesus, because he said, I am the way,
the truth,
and the life.
That's right.
And no man comes to the Father but by me. Thank
Amen.
God. We can go to the Father through Christ.
Right. Well, and you know, that's what I love about John. You know, all of these things. I mean, he had a lot of writings.
He did.
And he's seen a lot of things. But when he spoke about Jesus, you know, he says in 27, it's 1 in 27, he says, he it is who's coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latch it. I am not worthy to unloose.
Yes.
I'm not worthy to touch his shoe. But what he's got for us, you're not even going to understand it.
Well, look what he says in 29.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, John said, Jesus coming unto him, and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
Praise God. Don't you know he was so excited?
He knew who he was.
And I don't think he said that like, oh, behold.
No.
I mean, he said, behold, there he comes.
There's the one we've been talking about.
That's right.
One
he
of our forefathers
excited.
Have been talking about.
Yes.
The Messiah. The Messiah has come. Look, there he is.
Yes.
He's come to do what? Take away the sin of the world.
Praise God.
Nobody else ever done that.
That's right.
Nobody else could.
Nobody
do
else
that.
Can.
Only,
that's right.
Only God.
Praise God.
Only Jehovah. Praise God. Only Yahweh could come and do that.
That's right.
He said he became flesh.
And was willing.
and dwelt among us.
Yes,
the willingness
to do that.
Hallelujah! You know, He's the one that brought the truth.
Yes,
He's the one that spoke the truth. We can die in our sins, or we can live in Christ.
That's right.
And He's the one that wrote what would happen. And because Christ became sin, who knew no sin, He bore the penalty for us.
Yes, He did.
According to His own penalty that He set up, He fulfilled it.
That's right.
He knew what He was setting up, and He's the only one that could do it, and He did
it. Right.
That's love, ladies and gentlemen.
It certainly is.
That's love right there. Praise be to God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah.
Well, you know, we could go on and on about John. I mean, he's written some of the greatest things about Jesus and about, you know, what's to come and what's happened, what's to come, all of these things. It's just people, if you're not reading God's Word, please do.
Just read John.
I mean, yeah.
It's like a Bible that rolled up in one.
If you think that, you know, all these, you know, series is that you're reading about and you get all excited, there's nothing more exciting than dramatic and comical and everything.
This is firsthand eyewitness right here.
Praise God. Yes.
It's John's purpose when he wrote it, he presented it in a way where it is crystal clear.
He did.
It's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. That's what I like about it. He wrote it in such an intimate state with such clarity for whoever to understand
it. He did.
And I said that's where I point all the new converts to go to. Because it's just...
It's very well written. It really is. And, you know, when you look at Jesus and the disciples, you know, you have them on every end of the spectrum. You have very educated, very wise, to just ornery fighters, fishermen. You know, rough crowd, rough group, but he can take the roughest, meanest feller out there and turn him into a weeping mess.
Well, I was just an old chunk of coal, but I'm going to be a diamond someday.
Right. There you go. Oh, that's, wow. That's what, David Allen Cole. He's just pulling him out.
John Anderson.
There you go. He's bringing him back. That is not listen, folks.
Yeah, but the meaning there.
I know. Let's say it like this.
Let's say like this. I got to close with this thought.
Come on now.
But I was thinking the other day, if you go to Branson, they have got the place you can go up there, the butterfly. What's it called?
The Butterfly Palace.
Mm-hmm. I was driving down the road the other day, and this thought came across my mind. I thought, you go to Branson, and they've got a whole facility designated, designed to go see butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not one place in Branson or anywhere else that I know of where it says, come and see the beautiful caterpillars.
Nope. They want to see the after effects.
And that's the same way with us.
Yeah.
You know, that's true. Nobody cares about that poor old caterpillars creeping down the road 1 inch at a time.
Right.
But how God made us, transforms us.
He did transform us.
I thought, wow, the goodness of God.
Amen.
The goodness of God.
He loves
us so much.
There's
no caterpillar emporium.
Nope.
But there's a butterfly palace.
Caterpillar.
I know.
There's a business model right there.
Yeah. Lack of sleep, folks.
Yes. But I was just thinking how God transforms our lives.
He really does.
Because as a sinner, we're nothing.
No.
But when he goes back to this, says that in him we have life.
Yes.
When that butterfly breaks out of that old shell, out of cocoon, it's like a resurrection. Praise. Mm-hmm. That's just like when God makes us a new creation in him, something beautiful.
Yes.
Let's pray for our audience for
go
any deeper with this thing. But,
yes.
Father, we just, Lord, our words just cannot fulfill, Lord, the fathom of the greatness that you brought with truth and grace. Father, we thank you for the beloved John, Lord, who has written us the words of the gospel, of the encouragement, Lord, who has shown us who Christ is. Father, we thank you that you came in the incarnate through Jesus Christ, Lord, became the became flesh and dwelt among us. And Father, we thank you today for the audience that's listening. Lord, I just continue to pray for them. Lord, that you will bless them and strengthen them, Lord, as they read John, enlighten them. Lord, give them revelation knowledge. Father, clarity, Lord, with a clear understanding. Father, we love you. Thank you for this podcast, that, Lord, the ability to share your gospel, your good news. Lord, just can you bless our people. We love you for it. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we just want to say thanks for listening to the Messiah's Misfits podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.